The image of the tree that is used in our first reading and part of our gospel reading as well has often been referred to as an image for the church. The church is a place where we're planted in God. The Lord put the church here on earth, and it grows, and it's meant to be a place of refuge for the peoples of the earth. The birds of the sky is sort of a reference to the peoples of the world. The church is meant to be a place where people can be respected and loved and protected. This is what the church is meant to be, but sometimes we, the members of the church, don't always do a great job of welcoming people or making them feel at home or comfortable, that sort of thing. Sometimes we have people who experience difficulty finding a home in the church. And sometimes it's the dynamics of the particular parish that are at play or the local church community. Other times it's the expectations of the individual, the group of people who are looking for a place to belong, and it maybe is a little unreasonable in their expectations. The church should always strive to be a place that welcomes all people. But at the same time, she can't compromise her teachings and principles that we are meant to proclaim to the world. When people come to the church expecting her to be something she's not, there will be disappointment and disillusionment at times. In the secular world, the month of June has been set aside as Pride Month, a month to celebrate, to support, and to bring awareness regarding the LGBTQ community, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning, these sorts of things. This year, globally, we have also seen many Catholic institutions buying into this Pride Month. We see bishops and priests in Germany defying the Vatican's reminder that the church doesn't have the power to bless homosexual marriages. So what does the church actually say? How do we as a church support men and women who identify as an LGBTQ person? I want to share with you some words before we get further in the homily about Saint Boniface, some words that he spoke. He was a missionary martyr, and I think he gives us courage and a reminder of our call as Christians to remain steadfast in Christ's gospel. He says, "The church in her voyage across the ocean is in this world. The church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses. Our duty is not to abandon ship, but to keep her on her course. The ancient fathers showed us how we should carry out this duty. They did by teaching and defending the church, by their labors and sufferings, even to the shedding of blood. I am terrified when I think of all this. I would gladly give up the task of guiding the church, which I have accepted, if I could find such an action warranted by the scriptures and the fathers who have gone before. Let us stand fast in what is right and prepare our souls for trial. Let us wait upon God's strengthening aid and say to him, O Lord, you have been our refuge in all generations. Let us trust in him that he has placed this burden upon us. What we ourselves cannot bear, let us bear with the help of Christ. For he is all-powerful, and he tells us, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Let us be neither dogs that do not bark, nor silent onlookers, nor paid servants who run away before the wolf. Instead, let us be careful shepherds watching over Christ's flock. Let us preach the whole of God's plan to the powerful and to the humble, to the rich and the poor, to men of every rank and age, as far as God gives us the strength, in season and out of season." Inspiring words from St. Boniface, words that are true, just as true today as they were in the past. So all people need to be welcomed into the church. We teach that, we believe that, we should do our best to fulfill that. And we also need anybody who struggles with same-sex attraction or gender dysphoria to know that the church does love them and wants them to be supported. However, the support that we can offer, that the church can give, is based on the truth of the scriptures, on the message of Jesus, and the understanding that we are made in the image and likeness of God. So we don't celebrate Pride Month like the rest of society because we don't view these things as something to celebrate. We just Just as we wouldn't celebrate addictions or mental illness or other struggles that people are grappling with, people who identify as a LGBTQ person need help, yes, and they need to be ministered to. The church has the difficult task at times of trying to help people, all people, in their struggles, whatever those struggles are. And on these issues surrounding the LGBTQ community, we are constantly running up against the issue of what it truly means to love and support our brothers and sisters in that situation. There's often disappointment or frustration with what the church can offer when we don't share the secular viewpoint. Instead, we want to give them hope that they can live differently than what the world is telling them they must do. Now, some people want the church to say that homosexual behavior is okay, or that changing one's gender is okay. And that's the kind of acceptance that is asked of the church in our secular world. But we can't, fortunately, we can't offer that. It's not ours to give, because it goes against our faith. And in fact, we understand that these behaviors are not helpful to a person, rather harmful to them. Now, we can and we should help those who identify as an LGBTQ person to strive to be disciples of Christ. That means integrating their sexual desires in a healthy way. For some, they can find freedom from these unwanted feelings through counseling or prayer. Others may struggle to admit that some of their desires are sinful. Every person has sinful desires, no matter who we are. And at times, we experience those. And we have to say no to those desires when they come to us. This is fundamentally a different approach than what the secular world promotes or promises. And so it really can turn people off because they don't want to deal with the conversion that is needed in our lives. So our role as members of the church on this issue, and really on any issue where the world encourages sin or dysfunction, our role as the church is to provide a place where people who struggle with these issues can be supported in the path of virtue and living their Catholic faith. Although it may not be easy for someone to overcome these desires, we need to support those who are looking for help to do that. There are plenty of places people can go to feel supported to live the way society suggests. But there are very few places where people who identify as an LGBTQ person can find and go and be affirmed to fight the good fight, to strive to live a chaste and a holy life according to the teachings of the church and what Christ has taught us. We need to be that place of refuge. We must be compassionate. We must be charitable. We cannot be silent on these issues surrounding the cultural support of the LGBTQ lifestyle, which is opposed to our Catholic faith. Many people don't believe it is possible to live any other way because it's never been proposed to them. It's never been told them that this is a different way, that it can be done. So they need hope. They need to have hope that it can be lived in a different way than what the world offers. We all have our particular sins and our sinful tendencies. These issues are an area where the church has a very clear teaching. We need to invite people to live in the truth of what Jesus offers us. We need to help people choose to live holy and saintly lives. We can't validate a lifestyle which is sinful or leads people into sin, no matter what the issue is, no matter what the struggle is. That goes for all people in all times, all places. So this month of June is an opportunity for us to engage this question which the culture is making a point of talking about. This month of June is a time that we as Catholics, we need to make our voice heard. There are different ways to engage these issues than what the culture offers. Just as our faith offers a different way to approach marriage, education, the life issues in our time, and how to deal with the social issues of our day. As St. Paul reminds us in our second reading today, we must be courageous. We trust that God can work in anyone's life. Do we have faith in that? Do we believe that? He can bring conversion to any heart that is open to His grace. If someone is in the grips of a battle against a sin or a lifestyle of sinful behaviors, they need our prayers. They need our support. We can offer that. We can offer that help to our brothers and sisters to know that they are not alone in their fight for virtue. As the church, we reiterate St. Paul's words today. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray for all who are in the throes of the cultural confusion that has rejected our true identity as daughters and sons of God. May we walk by faith, not by sight. Many people are in the dark. They need to know the light. Many can't see how it is possible to live the Christian life in the midst of their desires, which are at odds with our Catholic faith and our Catholic morality. They must have hope. They must be able to see the hope that it is indeed possible to live this way. So let's pray on their behalf.